By now, you know that Kelly K is a menace on the roads. It's 99.7 DJX. She's gotten
the truck up.
She's gotten in accident after accident after accident.
Listen, you love this.
I can't even say that with a straight face.
You're the one that's crashed about every vehicle.
Yeah,
in the
but that's station that vehicle.
Oh, station vehicle doesn't count. And you were driving and caused them. Anyway.
Yeah, that was my station vehicle.
I will briefly recap. Like, this goes back years ago. This was, okay, so even like, I think before my kids were born, there was a guy that put his trailer hitch through my bumper in the drive-thru at McDonald's. It was a whole thing because then they tried to blame me when I was actually sitting at the window of the drive-thru. Okay. And then I was in like a 5-car pileup, stopped at a light on Hurstbourne. I was in the middle of that. And then I was on Taylorsville Road when the kids were really, really little on my way to daycare to get them. And a drunk driver hit me while I was driving, not even attempting to brake, shoved me into an older couple, crunched in the middle of that one. Thank you. And then most recently, 7 months ago, I was rear-ended on the Gene Snyder. Thank you. Just like plowed. I know. Anyway.
You were what now?
That was plowed into on the Gene Snyder.
Dang it.
And so that kind of messed up my back. Car was total load of things. Yeah. I got a new to me vehicle.
Yes.
It's 2020 Kia Telluride. I love her.
Love her.
I love her.
Love her.
I love her.
Love her.
And last Friday, sitting at the entrance of a neighborhood, Lake Forest, ready to turn left, and I watched a lady on the other side try to jut out, you know, just to go across the street.
Sure.
Picked the absolute wrong time, ran into this Volvo, sent the Volvo sailing into my driver's side door. Sitting duck, can't do anything about it.
So once again, Kelly is an absolute menace.
No, I am an absolute bad luck. I have a target on my back.
She is an absolute menace.
I'm attracted to danger.
When it comes.
I'm not entirely sure why, but I feel like I might have to start wearing football equipment and a helmet to drive from now on.
So now that's close to your neighborhood.
I don't live in Lake Forest, but I live further up the way.
Right.
Anyway, I was driving past the scene of the accident yesterday in my rental minivan.
Oh, and was it making you feel some sort of way?
I felt a little triggered, but then I also noticed there's lots of car parts still at the scene. Like, really large pieces of cars. There were 3 cars involved. I don't think any of it was my car. I'm not entirely sure, but
really?
One was like a grill, and that wasn't off my car. One looked like it was off a wheel well. Don't think that was me either, because it was silver. I don't have like silver on the car. Anyway, I felt like, oh, are we responsible for cleaning up our own mess when we're involved in accidents and there's lots of debris?
Who
are you looking it up?
Clears.
Are you Googling this?
Yeah.
So I thought, I just kind of took it upon myself yesterday. I thought, okay, well, I should probably clean that up. And so I pulled into somebody's driveway right there at the entrance of Lake Forest. And I ran over. I realized it was probably dangerous, but I was looking to make sure there wasn't anybody coming. There wasn't anybody coming. So I ran in, and quickly, it wasn't in Aiken Road. It was like right there in front of the median in Lake Forest entrance. And so I went over there and picked up all the big pieces that I could grab.
So what
still
I found.
Some little pieces. And so, I put it in the back of the minivan. I took it home and threw it in the trash can.
Oh, you're not going to try to like paste it back onto your car?
No, because again, I don't think they belong in my car. And that's already been like towed to the collision repair place.
So what I found after I scrolled through a bunch of like injury lawyer accident.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it's entirely the job of the tow driver to clean up the mess.
Oh.
Unless it's a chemical spill or something like that.
Got it. Well, I don't know if anyone got towed away from the scene. I think we all drove our damaged vehicles to our homes.
Oh.
Because none of us live far. I think that the woman that caused it lives in Lake Forest.
Have you seen her since?
I have not.
What's going to happen when you do see her?
I told you, she asked me, did I hit her? Yes, honey.
Like, yes.
Yes, you did.
Was she like a granny? It sounds like, okay.
Yeah, she was.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But, and so I just kind of felt bad and I thought, well, I guess maybe we're supposed to clean up our own mess.
Yeah.
So I did.
You cleaned up your own mess.
Is that like the scene of a crime? Like, did I tamper with evidence?
I live on a corner.
We already did the report.
I live on a corner, and there's a storm drain that is on the corner, but there is a probably a 10-inch high cement lip. Almost like a curb.
Okay.
Before you would go into the ditch mm-hmm. on that corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every single week, I go out and I pick up pieces of bumper. And people
Oh my gosh.
People get hit by that thing every week.
Like it jumps out at them.
Every week. I mean, it's like, how much are you cutting this curb?
Yeah.
But still, anyway, like and especially there's now a bunch of snow over it, so that's going to be a surprise to someone at some point. But yeah, every week I walk over, I've taken full bumpers.
Ooh.
Like people have dropped their entire bumper there on the curb, and I'm just like, all right. So I just put that, you know, for the garbage men to pick up.
And they must think that you are wrecking million vehicles.
And,
like, how many is this guy
They're like,
driving?
This guy.
What is this guy doing? Get him off the road.
Again, it's not me. It's Kelly, who is an absolute menace.
I am just unfortunate.
Sure.
That's what I am. I am unfortunate. I have not been responsible for any of them.
Well, I...
With the exception of one time hitting my mailbox. But that was it. I will own that up. I will own up to that. But thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And I did take out a neighbor's mailbox, too. But that was in my husband's car. Anyway, we fixed that.
But that was your husband's car.
It was just a side window.
But seriously,
it was a $200 fix. It was fine.
But seriously, if it's not your own car, does it actually count?
I don't think it counts.
Is it on your record? Yeah. I was going to say, you don't get it.
That's like, with insurance, it's like it didn't happen.
Yes, for sure. It's
that
like, you know what? That wasn't even my car. So
that one.
So it doesn't even count.
All right. Okay. So I was just, is there an etiquette? Are you supposed to clean up your own mess when there's like massive debris after you're in a car wreck?
So,
regardless if you cause it or not.
So, like I said, it's the tow truck guys.
Well, then, but what if there's no tow truck guy though?
Then
do you clean up? Is it on you, or is there like, I don't think there's like a neighborhood cleanup person.
I mean, I would say, hey, yeah, if you're involved in the car accident, maybe and you're able to, like, not on a freeway.
No,
I wouldn't do it on a freeway.
No, but this was like a neighborhood.
Yeah, maybe a neighborhood.
To a nice neighborhood, and I felt bad that I was.
Absolutely,
innocent bystander in
littering. You littered, and you're a menace.
Duck. I was a target.
Littered in, you're a menace.
I was like, I can't believe this is happening again.
All right. So
there's that.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for walking us through that.
I went to the rental place yesterday. He's like, didn't we just see you not too long ago? I'm like, yes. I can only
imagine.
It's
the same place.
It's the same place.
Gosh.
Same guy that helped me out.
Again, he's like,
Frankie.
He's not saying it out loud.
Yeah.
But he's thinking,
yeah,
this chick's a menace.
Yeah.